Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Access All Areas. I'm Stephen Leng.
And I'm Bobby Norris. How are you, Stephen Leng, folks?
I'm all right. In this boiling hot studio, I'm not going to lie. It's like the middle of summer, isn't it?
It is very, very hot here. Not going to lie. We're both like all fanning ourselves down.
But let's go back to the working from home, shall we? That'll probably be
back to laying in bed, working in bed for 3 years.
You feel like whenever I mention that, everyone else has far moved on from that. And we were the last people, basically.
We were the last two in Britain, I think, to actually
get back to work.
To leave the house. But no, actually, we'll take the heat because it is lovely to be in the studio.
It is nice. How are you doing? You all right?
Really good, thank you, babe. How are you? How was your week?
I'm good, all good. What have I done? Nothing much exciting, to be honest. I have gone to the gym. I'm trying to follow your lead, Bob.
Babe, you're looking incredible. I told you just before we started recording, you look amazing.
Well, when you say amazing, I haven't gained anywhere near as much muscle as you have, but I have lost a little bit of weight.
You look incredible. Not that you didn't actually need to lose anything. You was never at a situation you needed to.
So kind.
But you do look really good.
Thanks. I've lost about a stone.
That's a lot. Do you reckon that's all cutting out booze?
That's definitely the biggest part, but I am calorie counting as well. I haven't really talked about this before. Yeah, I think just sort of control.
But when it comes to boozing, you're a beer boy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Which is probably one of the worst.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, along with wine, the two things I like the most.
Are they your two tipples?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime. Whereas what you need to have is gin and slim.
Gin and slim, yeah.
I'm learning my lessons. But I mean, well, I'm actually about to come to the end of my 100 days sober.
Bring it on. We've got to celebrate next week.
I'm scared.
We've got to record our show and we're going out for drinks.
No, it's not next week. It's the week after.
No, I think it's next week. The clocks went forward.
That's an hour.
No, it's a week.
I was talking about it today with someone and I'm actually feeling a little bit nervous about going back to drinking. It's a weird sensation from someone that loves a drink.
Yeah.
To suddenly being a bit like, I don't know if I want to introduce that element of like,
I don't say that I'm peer pressuring you, by the way. We can go out and have a DC.
I mean, I've been going out and having DCs for the last
it's been living
12
on the
weeks.
DC, this
yeah.
one.
I mean, my poor teeth are probably like... So I'm starting to sort of get towards that. I'm really torn because Easter Monday is the final day. So I've got to do all of Easter weekend, no drinking.
That's the final hurdle now.
Yeah, and I'm going out to a big club night on the Friday night.
Shut up now.
Called Roast. Have you heard of Roast?
No, tell me. Is it a gay night?
You'll see some pictures when...
I'm guessing not a comedy roast.
Definitely not a comedy roast.
I'm glad you said that. And you're going to do a spit roast sober.
Yeah. There's not actually going to be spit roasting. I mean, let's be real here.
We know it probably will be.
That might be happening elsewhere, but not involving me.
He says.
He said hopeful. you know, with determination. But if I can do 100 days sober, I'm sure I can avoid. Anyway, this is going on a bit much. So it's coming to the end.
So two more shows.
This show and one more show. And then I'll be on it. Maybe we'll have a bottle of wine in for the
we'll have a little tipple.
Yeah, is that all right, Maddie, producer?
Yeah, she loves it.
Thumbs up. Good. Okay, well, we'll be absolutely slaughtered when they have come 2 weeks' time. Well, we have an exciting show coming up. We've just met two of our guests.
Excited. Another two in the studio, which is lovely. It's nice to see people not on Zoom.
100%. And I also noticed on the socials, it looks much better when we're... when you can see everyone's faces.
And when you hear the show back, the next level quality.
Yeah. So we've got Jesse and Will from Love Island. I was going to say fresh out of Love Island, but it's not really now, is it? It's been a couple of weeks.
It's been a few weeks. Jet lag's worn off, I reckon.
Yeah, I would say so. So great to have them talking about what they've been up to since they've been back and how they're viewing the show and everything. And then we have Claire Sweeney. Now, this is quite exciting for me specifically. Because obviously as a massive Eurovision nut, I'm obsessed with all things Eurovision.
So your pecker's popped right up.
For Claire Sweeney,
For Eurovision. I mean, I love Claire, but I think even Claire Sweeney, the ledge that is Claire Sweeney,
indeed,
ain't going to pop your pecker up.
Probably not. So we're going to talk to her about working on Eurovision this year, and I'm sure lots of other stuff as well. With Showbiz News this week, we've obviously got some pretty pretty sad and shocking news, haven't we?
Stephen, honestly, like, I woke up really early. You know when you have alarms set and sometimes you wake up before? And today, randomly, I think I woke up about 20 minutes early. I hate to admit it, but I am that guy that sleeps with his phone on the pillow next to him whilst it's charging. And I always try to be consciously, like, don't look at it.
Yeah.
Because the minute I look at it, I'm
That's
up.
It, you're up. Yeah.
So I try and close my eyes. I'm like, no, roll back over. But when you know you're getting up in 20 minutes, anyway, long story short, and I saw it, and it really, really upset me because...
So this is Paul O'Grady.
Paul O'Grady, yeah. Yeah, sorry, guys. So the news that Paul O'Grady's passed away. I didn't see it coming.
No.
67 is no age nowadays.
Definitely not.
And stripping that, he is a legend. And I know this word's thrown around so much now, but in terms of a legend, Paul O'Grady is a legend. Mm-hmm. And probably, like, I remember he's one of them. When I've been interviewed in the past and people go, well, who's the most famous person or who are you most starstruck by? Paul O'Grady is always at the top of my list because he's just so iconic to me. And whenever I've seen him, I'm always this, that weird thing, like you get imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're Paul O'Grady.
Yeah,
the kindest, most loveliest man in real life. Hilarious, like, and that's not even talking about the dogs and what he's done for, like, adopting
animals. Battersea Dogs Home and that, yeah.
Just so, so sad. How did you feel?
Yeah, same, really. I only ever interviewed him once, back when I was a TV journalist, and actually probably around the same time I first met you, actually, Bob. And he was exactly the same person on screen as he was chatting to me one-on-one with no one else there. Could have said and done whatever he wanted, you know, and to me he seemed to be exactly the same. I think obviously it's a big loss for everyone. I do think for the LGBT community in particular, because he was such a trailblazer with Lily Savage, and that character's kind of, even though he hadn't performed as Lily for many years, that she lives on in people's memories, and people constantly post videos and stuff, and on Instagram and TikTok I've seen today, people just posting some of the hilarious and, like, real, like, to the bone things that Lily Savage used to say and do. And you think at the moment, with everything that's going on with all these sort of anti-trans bills and these banning of drag shows in some states in America and things like that, like, we were a whole generation of people that were brought up, I mean, you and I, but everyone, you know, everyone in the country, people like Lily Savage and Dame Edna, who were just hilarious, hilarious comedy stars, as well as being drag queens.
And for gay men of our age, there was really, and that's 18, by the way, there was no one before Paul. Do you know what I mean?
No, there wasn't.
I didn't know about Paul. I knew about Lily before. But just in every sense of the word, and you've hit the nail on the head, I think for our community, what he done will never ever, but he literally kicked down doors and made so much change.
In heels.
Yeah, with a stiletto on. And I think it shows how times change. I know everyone's got whatever side of the fence or whether they sit on the fence. We are in a bit of a woke world now. But I'm going to be honest, Lily's humour, for me... Hilarious.
Equal opportunity offender would offend anyone.
Do you know what I love about it? Like, none of it, whatever the comments were, whatever the banter, that was the gig.
Yeah.
And nothing was meant with ill intent.
Yeah, no malice, yeah.
There was no malice, there was no hate. It was almost like taking a piss out of himself and just seeing what was going on. Mm-hmm. There was no hate in it. There was no, like, poison.
100%.
It was... Yeah, I literally feel it's a very, very sad, well, obviously a sad day, but such a loss for our community now because...
Definitely.
And I also feel like, and I've seen, which is kind of sad as well, like, obviously it's no secret that he was, like, one of Cilla's best mates and Barbara Windsor, and we're losing, I don't know, it's because we're getting to this age now, where we're losing so many people that we grew up watching, where you kind of think, has that era of star kind of gone. We're losing so many.
Yeah,
now.
Come to an end. I know exactly what you mean. There's a certain, there were a certain kind of celebrity that sort of transcended that. People knew them, and they didn't do sort of reality TV shows or anything like that. They just knew them for what they. But do you know what I mean? Like,
true.
You wouldn't get them on Strictly. Like,
no, yeah,
they were real professionals at their jobs and. Yeah, I think Paul was one of those people. It's been quite interesting today seeing all of the tributes that people have paid. And I saw as well today Camilla, the Charles Queen consort, they were apparently quite close because of all the charity work that he did for dogs.
They did an episode together, you know, like an hour special.
Yeah. All about dog adoption and all of that sort of thing, which was real big passion of his. He lived on a farm.
And when his next door neighbour, Julia and Clary, which I kind of just love, probably two of the gayest men
with their
showbiz.
Farms.
Who would have thought Julian and Paul had farms next to each other? I just love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do think it's sad because we are getting to that point now where we are losing icons.
Yeah, 100%. And it's sad.
And 67 is no age.
No, and it was a shock
as well.
You're
66.
You arsehole. But I did read some funny stuff today. Apparently, on his will, he made a joke about it before, which apparently made even his solicitor laugh. He said, if you don't abide by my wishes, I'll meet you at the gates of hell and make sure you can well did, kind of thing.
Love that.
Like, which just sounds like so like a him sort of thing to say. And also, I saw some stuff about how him, Cilla, Barbara, Dale Winton, they'll all be just causing havoc
Dale's
in the afterlife.
Home.
Yeah.
God, what a party they're having up there now. Can
that'll be
imagine?
Endless champagne.
Cilla will be popping the moe. It's so sad.
Yeah, really sad. But I think I saw already ITV are doing a special on his life coming up in a few, I think next week. So, yeah, you know, it's terribly sad, but there's lots to celebrate in his life. He was a trailblazer and... we're just thinking of his friends and family and those
and
loved
also
him, I guess.
His lovely husband is left behind. Like,
yeah, Andre.
I think the thing is as well is that because he was still very much working, I mean, I know it's been common knowledge he had health issues, hasn't he?
Like, yeah, he had heart
attacks. But he was still very much working. I think he was working up until Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
He was going back into work, I think, very shortly. So there was no sign of, you know, because inevitably we get to that point where what happens, happens.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You slow down. But that wasn't the case with him. But he's at a double. I don't know. There was no long illness, which is maybe a nice thing. But sometimes I feel you feel a little bit more robbed when someone goes to bed one night.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And just doesn't wake up.
Yeah, it's really sad. But like I said, there is lots to celebrate about his life and we'll be seeing lots
and
of that.
And he'll never be forgotten.
100%. And I'll probably, once I go home tonight, I might watch some Lily Savage clips on YouTube.
And I'm almost thinking, like you say, like the four of them up there now with a bottle of champagne, they're probably
more than one bottle.
Colts. They're probably having a lovely old time. And I just know it's getting better and better up there. Now,
I mean? The party's getting better.
Whoever's up there, whatever your beliefs, is taking good people now. Mm. So whatever's going on up there, they're having. It's going to be a party.
Indeed. Well, hopefully we'll actually speak to Claire a little bit about that towards the end of the show because two Liverpool legends, I'm sure she'll have some comments to make. There was some other showbiz news this week, though. I don't know if you've seen... The lineup for the All-Star I'm a Celebrity has been announced.
Yes.
What do you think of it? The one I'm sort of most intrigued by is Helen Flanagan going back in because she was, not to put too fine a point on it, fucking awful when she was on the series because she couldn't do one task.
I'm looking forward to seeing how this one's going to work. Obviously, this is our first I'm a Celeb that's pre-recorded. So this was recorded last year.
Yeah.
So... I'm guessing, I've not read anything, or I don't think it's been announced by ITV, but I'm thinking that the campmates are voting for each other for Bush Tucker
Trials.
I
would think, yeah, and probably out.
I don't know how else, because there's no public to do that, because it's obviously pre-recorded. Interested to see it being South Africa. I know that's a lot of countries do film their vote, because obviously it's a global
all
show.
Over, yeah.
So I am intrigued to see how this pans out. I mean, I love a bit of I'm a Celeb, so give it to me twice a year. Do you know what I mean?
You've been to Australia to go into the...
Twice.
Yeah, to
I've
the, like,
been
the
to film the after show. Yeah. Get me out of here now. So I'm intrigued to see what their camp looks like, if it's going to be very similar. I guess it's going to be a similar kind of concept to Australia. I think it's a good thing that it's not Australia, because they've kind of, they know that after.
That's true.
Once you've been there, you kind of know the spiders, you know that wildlife.
Spiders, I mean, the first thing you think about, yeah.
God,
Jesus,
don't,
and snakes.
And the snakes, fuck, don't. That's my horror, because I just know I'd be given like a 12 foot anaconda. And contrary to belief,
you can't
a
12 handle
inch, not even a 12 Come inch, in. A 12 foot. A 12 foot anaconda coming at my face, ooh. I think would, yeah.
Bit
shit
much.
The life out, yeah.
But what do you think about the lineup?
So line up, we've got, like I say, Helen Flanagan. I think she's got a lot to prove. I think she's going to want to kind of... I think actually one of the years I went out to Oz, she was in there.
Right.
So I think she's probably got a lot to prove. We've got Sean Ryder,
yeah.
Janice Dickinson. Intrigued
Iconic.
To see what she's like.
Yeah.
Iconic, like Diva. You say. Fatima Whitbread.
Yeah.
Carol.
See, whenever I think of Fatima Whitbread, I think of her snorting a cockroach out of her nose.
Snorting a cockroach, yeah. Showbiz.
The glamour. I hope they paid her enough.
And I think she actually, if I remember rightly, I think Dr. Bob kept it for, I think she probably owned in a jar.
Yeah,
I'm sure
she's
done an interview with like a witchetty grub or sank in a jar.
Jesus.
I don't know how she got that through customs, but anyway.
They might have given her a special dispensation.
Yeah, it was up my nose.
Yeah, Cara Vorderman.
Intrigued. Yeah, and Paul Burrell.
Yeah.
So, but I always say, is anyone related to, I know we said this last series with the Australian version, oh my God, what was the guy's name? Married to Zara. Is it
Mike Tindall.
Mike Tindall. If I had been in there, I'd be all over Paul, not all over, not in that sense.
Depends how many of the shirt that she does.
I think he's married. I don't know if his husband would like that. But... I'd want to know, he's got some royal tales to tell.
Well, and more now as well. I mean,
he's spilling tea, I think.
He's got a lot to say on Prince Harry, which I think will be quite interesting.
Which is what I'd want to talk to him about.
Yeah. So, it'll be quite an interesting...
It's weird to get... Anything new is going to always be a bit weird to get your head around.
Mm.
But I want to see the concepts. Maybe it's a good thing that they're voting for each other, but... I think where that becomes not a problem, but when they start figuring out who's good and bringing back stars, like after 2 days of Ellen coming back, I don't know if Ellen comes back with nothing, by the way, but if she comes back with nothing, I think the camp's going to go, don't send her out again.
Yeah, right. Which
Whereas
is different.
The public
yeah,
would
true.
Go, Helen, Helen, Helen. So they're going to be voting strategically because obviously they want grub.
Yep.
Whereas
and not
us
grub.
As the great British public ain't always doing that.
No, exactly. So, it's going to be exciting to watch. And, like you said, a new format. So we'll have to wait and see.
But I can never have enough Ant and Dec on my TV. So
no.
Bring it on.
Great. Well, we'll have to. I think it's on in April. So I'm sure we'll be talking about it back then.
Oh, absolutely. Bet your bottom dollar, darling.
Indeed. Right. Enough showbiz. Let's get our first guests, Jesse and I was going to say Jesse and Winter, Jesse and Will, into the studio.
FUBAR Radio presents The Dating Show.
Oh, I would love to fuck Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, but she's not a kid. She's an adult in.
She's,
in
oh yeah, no, cartoon. No, obviously. But I mean, she's still a cartoon. Still, but obviously that would. Or Esmeralda from The Hunchback of Notre Dame, beautiful. Ariel from Little Mermaid would love to give her one.
She was a bit young. She was a bit young.
What Ariel? No, she wasn't. She was a woman.
Was she?
He fucks her.
She was a. She wasn't really a woman, but yeah. But they're both young, aren't they? And they're like 18, 19.
All right, well, I mean...
You go that low, don't you?
The Dating Show, every Friday from 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
They're in the studio.
They are here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Welcome.
Not Jesse and Winter.
I'll Jesse, cop it though.
Yeah, just the one.
Jesse and Will.
Jesse and Will. How are you guys doing?
Yeah. Oh, we're so good.
Yeah, doing really good. Loving this. Loving.
Being
Thank
in
you
the
for
studio.
Having us.
No, it's great
You're
for you to
so
both
welcome.
Be here.
Lovely to be our first Love Islanders in the studio.
Let's go.
Legends. How is everything? Is it crazy town right now?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's pretty... non-stop, but it's like good, you know what I mean? We're doing things that we love, and it's just we're loving doing it together as well, which is the most important thing, isn't it?
Yeah, always better than doing it on your own, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, 100%. I guess it's great in the sort of crazy environment where you've just been thrust out into the wilderness to have someone with you that's at least been through it and you like one another. That's a bonus.
100%, yeah. And as well, like, I'm in the UK right now. Like, what's going on?
We're trapping her on the farm.
Yes. Yeah, how are things going on the farm? Because you've been staying there since, right? Since you got back.
Yeah, so I'm loving the farm. Like, it feels like home. Like, yeah, I'm loving it there.
Good answer.
Have you bought yourself some wellies yet?
I've been wearing his mum's. She's been very nice donating them to me. So, yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, we've been kitting Jesse out all in my mum's gear and everything like that. So,
love it. So nice. You're out there with your milking cow. I don't know what I'm doing now. I've milked a couple of cows in my time. Have you milked a cow? What have you been doing? What's farmer girl life
so,
like?
Will's got me helping out with the sheep. Now, I must admit, I am not the most productive farmer. I do a lot more watching than I do helping, but I'm there for the moral support, you know.
Got
the
it.
Thought that counts.
Yeah, I got Jesse with a wheelbarrow, put some hay in. I sat back, relaxed. It was a dream for me.
Is it a bit weird though, having to like bring someone into your world like that? Because it's very different from the villa.
Right? It is. Yeah, it is a little bit weird because obviously I've never had a girlfriend. So from going from no girlfriends or nowhere near it in my entire life to after the villa, Jesse coming home and then like staying with me, showing her the fire. It's a massive change, but I'm loving it, and I hope that she's loving it as well.
Mate, if I'm on the farm working, I'm loving it, I tell you that much.
But how did it compare? Because also you've done the Oz version of the show.
So when I did
the UK version, even though it's in South Africa, but do you know what I mean? What's the differences?
Other than the accents.
Yeah.
Better boys.
We had Will. So the it was quite different, but I was like 23 when I did the first one. You know, I was fresh out of a relationship, 23 years old. I was running a bit of a muck back then. So I think this time I got a lot more emotionally invested. The outcome was a lot better, obviously, because I left with this absolute gem.
All right.
Good answer.
Yeah. And then obviously, instead of coming out back to Australia and going back to my home and my family, I've come straight to the UK, so it has been a whirlwind of a ride. So,
but in terms of like production wise, is it very much the same? Like once you're in that villa, like it is what it is, or is there a production difference between the two shows?
I think there was a little bit more structure to the UK one. Love Island Australia, yeah, it kind of felt like I was in there just doing what I wanted. Like I could get up, do a workout. If I didn't want to talk to the guy I was coupled up with for the whole day, they didn't give a heck.
Yeah, really?
I was just on not holiday gold. In there. Whereas this one was a little bit more intense, so yeah.
In what way intense? Just because they are on you more, like, sort of thing?
Yeah, I feel like, firstly, emotionally, I think it's because I was so much more emotionally invested this time. Like, it was more stressful than the last time for me. Last time was just, it was a lot more fun. Like, it did feel like a holiday. I had the best time of my life. Like, aside from this one, like, I was nice having so much fun. Whereas this one, like, you know, we had a lot more emotional support as well. Like each day you had to go having like an emotional check-in. We called it the Zoom room, that type of thing. So, yeah, it was a lot more structure. Yeah. But outcome has been so much better because I've left with Will.
How adorable.
Beautifully.
Now, I always like to ask our guests, especially if they've come from like a reality background, because I completely get it after doing 10 plus years on a reality show. I don't know if it's different because obviously you've come out as a couple, so maybe so, but let's talk social media and DMs. I mean, good-looking girl. I mean, you ain't on my bus, obviously. But
wait, I'll take the compliment.
Gorgeous. You've both got gorgeous eyes, by the way. I'm just thinking, if the kids happen...
the kids will happen.
Oh, jeez.
You've got eyes like Tiffany boxes. Stunning. But anyway, I digress. When it comes to DMs, like if you come from a reality show or you're on a reality show, you know when people just slide in and they try their luck a little bit? If you're in a relationship, is that not some... Basically, is there any blue tick dick sliding into yours? And what are the girls saying to you? Or what are your DMs saying? I want to know. Both spill the tea.
I'm punching. I fully know. I'm punching. Do you know what I mean?
So
for me, I'm not overly going through my DMs seeing what cheeky girls... what cheeky boys are in there. So I haven't got any tea on that. On that front.
Fair. Yeah, I think people can see that we're really set. So, like, even if you did slide into the DMs, sorry, mate, there's no point. You're wasting your time, so...
What about the first time round? I've only done it and it didn't end so happily. Was there geezers trying it on the socials? Because obviously it's watched by so many people, you know, and they're going to be like, oh yeah, I'll message you. I don't know if they speak like that.
What, just like, straight, oh, straight men?
Yeah. I'll DM her.
They do. I can confirm. They do.
Do you like my straight act there? Do I pass a straight?
No. No, I like the arm movements you do with it.
I'll DM her. So what was it saying the first time around? Because it's mad what people think is acceptable to DM people, and it's crazy.
You do get a lot of DMs, but honestly, I'm so bad at replying. Like, I forget to reply to my mum, let alone geezers in my DMs. So.
Did you ever get the dick pics?
Oh, we've had the dick pics. Avoid.
Yeah. And they're never generally good dicks.
It's just like, why are you doing it? Why?
You wouldn't mind if it was a lovely one.
I'm like, babe, you're not doing yourself any favours here.
Yeah. But then it's when they try and do the angle and the lighting, just trying to make it look good. And I'm like, oh, bless.
Look,
but
some of us have to rely on that, Bob, all right? That's all we've got.
And you know they've got a ring light out and they've gave it their best.
0.5 soon.
But, like, the thing that gets me is, like, why? Like, I didn't ask for it. What are you doing?
Yeah, what do they think you're going to write back? Oh, love that.
Thank you. Yeah, love
what
heart emoji.
What are you doing tomorrow night? Yeah, that's a good intro. Is it much... is the Australian version as big in Australia as the UK version is here?
I think Australia's got a smaller population, if I'm correct, so it is big in Australia, but we love the UK one over there as well.
Really?
So, yeah, I think the UK one is the best one, let's be honest.
Yeah. Probably it's the OG, isn't it, I think? Because I remember when Love Island was, like, all celebrities about 15 years ago.
Oh, God, yeah. Completely we're old different. Enough to remember that, yeah.
Back when it was the old version.
Yeah, I think it was two series and it was just all with celebs doing it,
wasn't it? Yeah, because I remember when they brought it back and it was like, it's never going to work with normal people.
Yeah.
And then look at
it
now. Yeah, I mean, how many series is it in? Like 8 now or something like that? Like,
yeah, I think you've done the...
9.
Yeah, 9.
9, yeah. So, yeah.
So, Will, in terms of how this all come about, was you approached to do the show or had you applied? Because, you know, when there's always like the winter and the summer, I guess what I'm trying to get at, did you want to go further afield? Did you want South Africa? Or was you happy to do Spain in the summer?
Yeah, to be fair, kind of like for me, it worked out perfectly. I did actually have an interview like 2 years ago where they contacted me and I kind of like sat back. I was like, yeah, ASAP, wicked. Didn't hear back from them.
They're like, not this year.
Yeah, fast forward to now, got in contact, did a Zoom and I kind of just breezed it and was like, you know, I don't think it's going to happen. It's just one of those things where you don't think it's going to happen, so you just kind of like carry it on.
Right,
And then it was like, oh, no, they want me. And it was like, oh.
But I'm a big believer in fate and timing. And if you'd have done the summer or 2 years ago or even the one before, you would never have met. So what's meant to be will always be. Yeah.
100%.
You know what I mean?
And the fact that like we're from the other sides of the world, I've never met anyone that I'd get along with so well. Like Will and I, it's just like we are perfect to each other. Yeah. Like to a T, it's insane.
And you was never going to bump into each other in Nando's.
No.
Let's be honest, you know what I mean? So when would your paths ever... You on a farm, you living your best life in
Tasmania.
Sydney,
yeah.
Or Tasmania, sorry, never. Which, by the way, I've realised is a real place. I thought it was just the cartoon, that little devil that spins around, but legit real place. But yeah, your paths never was going to cross in River Island.
No.
Other shops
River
are
Island,
available.
Nando's.
But you know what I mean?
It's crazy, because... Kind of like even our backgrounds, like family, where we live, what we like, everything's just so aligned, and it is really weird. And kind of like the more we get to know each other, and the more we find out, it's like we're like two peas in a pod.
That's fake babes.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
But you mentioned that the more you're finding out, obviously you're in the show and blah blah blah, but coming out as a different kettle of fish, you're not. Aren't speaking to producers every day, for instance, who are saying come in and chat. You know, so what's it been like getting to know each other privately?
100 times better.
Really?
Like when we got out of the villa, that was obviously
were
like
you
a
nervous?
Fear.
Like,
yeah,
because you're like, oh, what if this is all just cameras
like,
and lights? Yeah.
No, when we got out of the villa, firstly, like by the end of the series, I was like, I just want to get out and like experience life with Will. So when we got out, it just honestly has elevated so much. Like, and not having everyone else around you in the villa, you've got producers and whatnot. Like, we are so much closer. I'm pretty much living at his farm at the moment and we haven't left each other's side. So,
yeah, there's always that worry as well when you're in the villa, kind of like your relationship in the villa and. There's that worry, oh, when we go out into the outside world, is it going to be the same? Is it going to be better? Is it going to be worse? But when we kind of like got dumped.
You've done pretty well, fifth.
Yeah, really well. Got dumped and went into the isolation period. We kind of like sat down and it was like a bit like, ooh, but then you kind of like relaxed and it was like, oh, this is 10 times better.
Yeah.
100 times better.
And what's your thoughts? Obviously, we all know how reality TV works. I guess your feet ain't touched ground to sit and watch the whole series, but from, you know what press is like and socials like, from people that you've lived with for weeks and months, from what you're seeing on social, what's your thoughts? Is everyone what you thought they were in the villa? Or are people showing a different side now?
You can answer this question.
Okay.
All right. I think there's definitely a change. I think we kind of felt that in the villa, coming to the end, people's actions towards you did change a little bit, which I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's a game show. People are going to get competitive. There's a winner. There's losers.
Money.
There's money involved, you know. But, yeah, I think, like, we have saw that on podcasts, different things like that, people coming out and, you know, saying, giving their 2p and everything like that. But you know what? Everyone, give everyone the spotlight. That's absolutely fine. We're going to do us. We're going to be in our own lane.
And it's funny you say it like that, because actually, even though it's not just a reality show, but I forget it is a competition.
Because
to me, Love Island, I don't see it as a competitive thing.
No.
So when you start, and I guess especially when you've lived with these people, we're not going to spill this, like, I'm not going to ask too much. But when you start seeing people change, like, in the last week or two, I bet you're like, well, we're just all mates, or we're together,
we've known each other for weeks.
I've just not got that in my mindset or my psyche to be like that. Like, I think 100%. You've either got that in you and you're one of them people, or you're just a good person.
You're an arsehole or you're good.
That's what we were like. We were just like, near at the end of it, we were just like chilling.
It is what it is, because wherever you come, it's out of your hands by that point. Yeah. So what are you trying to prove? Like,
100%. I was like saying to Will, so I just want to get out of here. Like, when it got really competitive, I was like, dude, I just can't. Like, I need to go home.
Yeah,
I need to fucking.
Jess was like that, like laid in bed. Like, she was like, I can't do this. I want to leave. And there was literally like three days left.
I was like, every day feels like a month. Get me home.
Yeah. Was it quite weird though, thinking as well, like, exactly that, like getting home, but you also not going back to Australia immediately. You're going to move.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know what I was going to do. It kind of got towards the end and I was like, wait a second, where am I going? Like, what are we doing here? But luckily we had a cast holding period before we came out and got our phones back. So in that period, ITV were incredible and like really helped me out. They got me like a hotel for a week in London. And then in that time I could decide if I wanted to go back to Australia or if I wanted to stay here. And obviously I decided to stay here. So
Great answer. What are you thinking is going to be next for you two? Well, are you going to be staying here for the foreseeable? I don't know if you're allowed. I don't know like what the rules are.
So I am allowed to stay here for a while, and then I've got to go back to Australia and then like reset my visa and all that type of thing. But I've got 3 months here before I have to worry about that. So I'll be staying here for those full 3 months.
Great.
Happy day. Unless Will gets on one knee and gives you a ring, and I guess that cuts that out. I mean, not trying to get around any loopholes.
That will be happening.
So you have to get if you get your ring out, I guess you ain't got to go home and do all that.
Stay on the farm.
Wait, don't encourage him.
Advise that, by the way, if anyone's listening out there, but I'm not trying to, if that's a scam.
Yes, you are.
So what are you going to do for the next 3 months then? What have you got planned?
We've got good plans. We've got lamb in season, baby. Kind of.
Oh, the cutest animals, lamb.
I know.
Well, we've got lamb in season for the next month. What I do, Jesse can, you know.
I just hang inside with his mum.
You could just,
I'll get a bottle of Prosecco.
Prosecco wellies. I bet you like that, a girl in wellies and a glass of Prosecco.
Love it. Absolutely love it. The dreams, isn't it? But yeah, we've spoken about kind of like me going back to Australia as well. But I think like at the moment, it's just like playing it by ear. You don't know what's going to happen.
Of course you don't. And early days, but you seem, do you know what I mean, a strong couple. And both have very wise heads on your shoulders. From meeting you before the show briefly, you've both got very good heads on you, which I think is a really good thing in this industry.
Aww, thank you. You're going to do well.
Aww. Did you have any sort of backlash when you came out?
Not really. Honestly, I have to say, I am so grateful for when I came out. I feel like I got so much love and support. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, what did I do to deserve this? Like, why is everyone being so nice to me? It is crazy how much love and support we've got. So
that's lucky, because it doesn't always happen that way.
Do you know what I think you did in response to your... You was yourself.
Yeah.
And I think people, especially now, the way as reality goes on year after year, people try and be something they're not, or they try and predict what the audience wants. But the audience ain't stupid. So when you're genuine and something's real, people see it and they love it. When people try and manipulate it, people don't see through it. Do you know what I mean? Well, so that's what you've done. You was real and you was yourself.
I've never seen the show kind of like before going on, and I kind of like spoke to ITV and the producers and was like, do you think I should watch the show? And they were like, no,
no,
just go in, you know, don't have an idea of what's happening. And for me, yeah, honestly, I semi knew what was going on. I know you had to go in, graft girls, have a lad's holiday, but didn't really know the ins and outs. And I'm glad I didn't, because then you can't plan. And I think like people that go in and have a plan,
A game plan don't work, because there's, especially when you're living,
too many variables. Who knows what could happen?
But I feel like that's kind of how I live my life. Like, just go in. You're never going to live life to the fullest if you're trying to plan everything. So I just plan nothing. Hence why I'm here, guys.
Yeah. Well,
absolutely. It's lovely to have you. Our first Love Island is in the studio.
Yeah. Thank you for having us. We loved it.
No, thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it. And honestly, like Bob said, I think you both seem to have very good head on your shoulders. So
and amazing eyes, the pair of you.
Aww, thank you. Likewise.
Thank you, babe. I wish mine were blue, but they're not. But thank you.
You can get some contacts, babes. You're fine.
Terrible at putting them in.
Oh, yeah,
anyway, that's a boring chat.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate you coming in, and best of luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll play a little trial.
A trial. I'm a celeb.
Play a little trial, and then we'll get
a testicle.
And then we'll get Claire Sweeney in.
FUBAR Radio presents
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
We've got our first guest of the day in, and he goes by the name Vice Beats.
Thanks. I've not been on Twitter for years, so I've now remembered that exists.
So what, did you just find out about Brexit and all that?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. Yeah, everyone was like the B word. I was like, what are you on about? What is this? So apparently something's going on.
Yeah.
Is this
thing now called being woke as well? I don't know if you know about that.
Yeah,
you missed that.
Wow.
You missed that.
So I just thought I'd been awake, and then someone was like,
cancel culture.
Are you woke?
You
I was like, I don't
that.
Know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's been great.
Joey Page. I'm delighted to have Craig from Flying Vinyl in the studio. Craig, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's a music subscription service where you send people a monthly subscription of vinyl.
Yeah, I bought a box set for you as well.
Oh, bless you.
Recently, our product got banned from China briefly because we had the revolution written on the front of the box. They didn't like that.
Oh.
It's music, and it hasn't been vetted by the Chinese authorities. And
that's a nightmare.
I know.
Did you just recover it and send it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not revolution against the government, but
Access All Areas.
And we have our final guest. You know him.
Do you know how much I love this guy?
Well, he's here on the phone right now. Hello, David McIntosh.
Yo, what's up, guys?
We love you on TV, David. Are you going to do more of this? Because I'd love to see you in the jungle. I think you'd be the proper Tarzan.
Oh, I would. But is the jungle a test for me? I would love it, do you know what I mean? But is it a test?
Could you cope with all the bugs crawling all over you?
You know what? I couldn't.
See, I would like to see.
I'd love that. And you've been out with a few snakes, so you'll be fine. I didn't say that.
Yes! You're right, you've got it. High five, you're high fiving right now.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio.
Claire Sweeney! How are you, darling?
Hello, darling. I can see you. Look at those pecs. You're gorgeous, Bobby.
Claire, you look stunning, girl. I've missed you. How are you, my love?
I'm all right, baby. How are you? Last time I saw you was Proud, wasn't it?
I know. We always have the best time in Proud, don't we? Claire, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. And I've just got to start by talking about the legend, and I know a friend of yours, Paul. How are you feeling, babes?
I mean, it was so unexpected, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, he was doing Annie last week, and suddenly it's, you know, he's gone. And he was so fantastic and unique and lovely, and he's just going to be so missed.
Yeah. It don't feel real, does it? I was saying to Stephen at the top of the show, like, we're losing so many. And this word gets thrown around so much nowadays, but icons and legends. But Paul was.
Do you remember that thing he did with Barbara Windsor and Cilla? Oh. The song, You Gotta Get a Gimmick from Gypsy
so
TV
good.
Gold.
So good.
Iconic.
And he always used to say, I'm the only one left now. And God bless him, you know, they've all gone and they were just complete legends.
Mm. 67, Claire, no age.
Young, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think everyone was God shocked at how
did
quick
you go?
Happened.
Did you go to the Rainbow Honours Awards last year, Bobby? Were you there for that?
I think I was like, yeah, I didn't go this year because it was a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? I think I missed this year's.
I think it's coming up.
It's coming up.
Yeah, there's lots of these LGBTQIA awards, isn't there? The Rainbow Honours, and Paul got honoured at that for a lifetime achievement. And I'm like, a year later, oh my God, who'd have thought, you know?
He literally kicked down so many doors and waved the flag for so many causes.
Mm. And he did. And when it was kind of, you know, it was, and not many people were.
No one was doing it.
Standing up for the community, were they?
No.
And he was there and he didn't care. And I just think he's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. He was wonderful. And he had no fear, you know, to go, right, okay, I'm a big star. I'm a huge, I've got my own TV shows as Lily Savage. Then suddenly to go, right, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm going to be me now. To have the courage.
That takes
to actually... It does take balls, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it worked as well.
It worked. But you know what was wonderful about it? It's kind of like, you know, he really couldn't be asked doing the lashes and the makeup and all that. He just got fed up with it, didn't he? But when he took it off, there were still elements of Lily there. So it's like we weren't totally starved of Lily, were we?
Completely. And you know what I love about him? And again, I was saying this earlier in the show. Claire, you've been in this game a long time. You know how showbiz is. There's very rare people that are as lovely on screen as they are off. We won't
Bobby,
talk
I've
names, bad... but there's people that
but
people
I have
don't.
I've never heard a bad word about him.
Never.
Never, not a single bad word about him.
And that takes, that's the character of a man, that the industry that he's in, that the career he's had and the length of time, that there ain't one person that can say a bad word.
Yeah.
I know.
It's so
I'm
sad.
For everyone.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry for you as well, because as I say, I know he's your friend and a legend, absolute legend.
He really was and is,
Well, I mean, he was a Liverpool legend, and you are here to speak to us about some very exciting things that are going on in Liverpool going forward. I am a self-professed, and Bobby has had to hear me talk about it. I am a Eurovision nut. That I'm going to be in Liverpool come May, and I am very excited, and I'm really excited to speak to you about it. Explain a bit about your involvement in this year's Eurovision.
So I am doing the commentary for the BBC Sounds app and Radio Merseyside, and what we're doing in Liverpool Radio Merseyside, we're finding it's a talent search, and they are finding a local voice. So I'm going to be hosting alongside someone local. So, you know, it's the red button. When you press the red button, you get the alternative commentary.
Yeah.
So it's going to be me and whoever wins it. And I'm hoping it's someone camp and fabulous.
Oh, I'll turn up, Claire. I can do a turn. I can sing.
I mean,
I'll do
the
best.
Watching,
George Michael
I was watching
for you.
Footage of last year. What about that Chanel last year?
Woo! She was hot.
Wasn't she amazing?
Yeah.
Do you know she was a dancer for Shakira?
Oh, was she? I didn't know that.
The choreographer who did her routine was J-Lo's choreographer, Shakira's choreographer, and Britney's choreographer.
You can see that in her performance because
it
was
see
insane.
It, can't you?
So are you?
Have you seen Sweden's entry this year?
I was in Stockholm I was in Melfest. I was actually messaging Rylan because I knew he was there as well, and then he got on the screen with Loreen at the very end. I was like, "What is going on?" So I think she's the favourite at the moment, isn't she, Loreen?
She's amazing, isn't she?
With Tattoo, yeah, she's incredible, and the performance. Yeah. It's incredible. What can people who don't know, what can they look forward to doing in Liverpool, even if they don't have a ticket? Because it's a huge cultural event, isn't it, on behalf of Ukraine?
It really is. Now, how many years ago was it? It must be maybe 15 years ago. We won the Capital of Culture, Liverpool. And there was so much money invested into the city. Now, when you went to Liverpool, you guaranteed all the girls are gorgeous and you'll have a laugh, right? It's people are full of humour.
The boys
ain't
like too bad, David Clay.
Well, they are now, aren't they, Teddy? Yeah, very. Now that all the grooming's in and all that. Boys are gorgeous. Anyway, so it's, you know, Liverpool from that day on, of the it had the, you know, the spirits, the people, the humour, the warmth, the friendliness. It had all that. And now, since the capital of culture, it's got the hotels, it's got the bars, it's got the shops. Yeah. And now it's a tourist destination. People go for weekends. It's the best night out. And I'm thank God I kept my flat in Liverpool in the docks from the 90s.
Oh, I bet. God, yeah. You can Airbnb that place, sweetie.
But you know what? I've been in this dilemma. I thought you could rent it out and get a fortune. But you know what I want to do? Because I'm there for the full week.
Go home.
I'm gonna enjoy my flat, and I'm gonna be there, and I'm gonna absolutely love everything that's going on.
Oh, when Anna's going into your old bed and it's yours. Oh yeah, 20 bags, Claire. You got to take it. Moving. I'm gonna divert from Eurovision just quickly. Obviously, there's talks that, well, it's confirmed that Big Brother's coming back. You've done many a reality show. How do you feel to see Big Brother come back? Granted, it's going to be ITV2 this time. How did you find your experience?
Well, do you know what, Bobby? When I did it, it was the very, very beginning.
Didn't you do it for free?
Yeah, there was no reality TV at the time.
No money.
Reality TV wasn't invented.
Nah.
The closest we got was Stars in Their Eyes Tonight, Matthew. That's the closest we got, right? And then suddenly, this experiment, social experiment happened. Craig from Liverpool won the first one. I never even watched it. And then I got asked to do it because it was the comic relief and I had no episodes in Brookside that week. And we're only in there for a week.
And then, love that.
And then suddenly I'm waking up next to Vanessa Felton and Thea Turner and I was sewing a face on Chris Eubank's underpants. And it was all a bit mental. And we were only in there for a week.
What was going through your head when Vanessa had that moment where she picked up the chalk and started just going into one on the table? I mean, iconic TV. Was you thinking, what the fuck? I want to go back to get me back to Brookside.
I'm from Liverpool, right? And when we have an argument, there's a bit of effing and blinding, a bit of shouting. I've never seen anyone writing big words in anger before. Yeah. Right.
In chalk.
In chalk. And words I didn't understand. And I found it rather fascinating. I was just a bit stunned watching it. And I love Vanessa. I think she's absolutely fantastic. And I never knew. Anthea told me this. Afterwards, the Tate Gallery come in and asked to buy the table.
I didn't know that
either. Yet the producers told them, Anthea's obsessed with cleaning. She cleaned the table straight away, hadn't she?
She took the words off.
She took all the words off and the table wanted it as a piece of art.
Oh, my God, is hilarious.
Did you remember at that point, because obviously there'd been the first one, but there'd been no celeb one. Like I said, this was just for comic relief. Was you thinking this is going to be a big deal? No one could have predicted it was going to go on as long as it did. And when you see Vanessa with a chalk fucking in her leopard print dressing gown going into one.
And you know what's interesting, Bobby? Then people were like, oh my God, she's bonkers. Whoa, get her out. Nowadays, the way culture's changed, the way we love, we've become more voyeuristic. She'd win it now.
She would have fucking won it hands down. She could have put down the chalk and then gone out and
got you. She would have won it, wouldn't she?
Hands down.
Funny old time. Yeah, what do you think about it coming back? Do you think it'll be as good? Yeah.
Of course. I mean, it will. Yeah.
If Celeb comes back, would you do a Celeb one again? But if they paid you this time.
If they paid me loads of money, yeah. But I don't know. I love the jungle. I'm obsessed with the jungle.
Would you do jungle?
All the years gone by. You know, I got asked to do it years and years and years ago, and I said no. I was a bit funny about maggots and heights and all that, but I just love the programme now.
What's the worst?
Used to watch it.
Oh, I'm obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. What's the worst thing you've put in your mouth, Claire Sweeney? Could you eat a testicle? I'm sure you've had a couple of maggots in your time.
I've had worse, dear. Yeah. I've had worse.
And if there's cold hard cash at the end of the 3 weeks, me and you will have a bollock each.
See how big my mouth went then.
Oh, yeah. Me and you.
Oh, my God.
Let's do it together.
They call it tea bagging, don't they?
She says with her cup of tea. Yeah.
Me and you, can you imagine the Daily Mail the next day?
Oh my God. Bloody hell. I haven't got good. That much go in me.
Oh, you have, Claire.
But do you know, I mean, sorry to take it back to Eurovision, guys. Okay, less bollocks, more Eurovision. Like, is this exciting for you? Because not only...
You've got to be on our bus. You're on Bobby's bus, aren't you? Your obsession with Eurovision.
Oh, he's gayer than me, Claire.
Yeah, 100%, obviously. Obviously.
I'm the only gay man, well, not generalising, but I think one of the only gay men that's never watched a full episode of Eurovision, Claire. Don't hate me. I've never done a full episode, but I'm going to this year. It's in England, it's in Liverpool. I'm doing it.
You're a bit young to be able to remember the Bucks Fizz routine, aren't you?
I'm 18. 21. Don't tell anyone.
Look, I have watched the Bucks Fizz routine, even though, yeah, it was slightly before my time. I won't lie. But what does it feel like for you for this kind of Liverpool's, like, everyone's talking about it, right? Like, it just seems to be so big. Like, friends of mine who've never given two hoots about Eurovision are suddenly like, we're going to Liverpool. Do you know what I mean?
It's like, you know, it's coming home, isn't it? I mean, it's the combination of people love Liverpool. It's just going to be campus tits, isn't it? It's going to be fantastic. Yeah. It's going to be in a great city. And
what do you think of our entrant? Have you heard her?
I like her.
Mae Muller.
I like her. Yeah, I think she's good. I mean, Spaceman's a bit hard to beat, isn't it?
Yes, that's true.
That's why I think this year is... I think people, and I think we spoke about this a week or two ago, Stephen, on the show. I think, and Claire, you're going to get what I'm saying here. I think back in the day, people almost saw Eurovision as like a bit of, especially for us, as in, like a bit of a joke, Neil Poir and all that. But Sam Ryder changed the game.
Mm.
And to do what we did, I think people have kind of set up and took this more serious now. So this year, this feels more like, I mean, I'm not a football fan, as you know, but this feels more of like a... Is the word FIFA?
An event.
It's an event. Yeah. I tried to be Butch Clem, it didn't work. Yeah. But it feels like people would take a football thing. But people are like, shit, this is a big deal
now.
Yeah.
You know, the only other person to have crossed over and had the big hit the way Sam Ryder did was Gina G.
Oh, I loved her. Saturday night.
Yeah.
She won a great... Wigfield. Gina G.
Who
I just
loved.
But she won a Grammy for that song.
Was she Eurovision?
She was Eurovision, yeah, for the UK.
Eurovision. Yeah. And then, one of my favourites, now you will not remember him, and I went on a bit of a rabbit hole the other day, Googling him, and I've realised that Vernon Kay's his love child, Johnny Logan.
Oh, Ireland's biggest act.
You've got to Google Johnny Logan, and he looks like Vernon Kay's dad. Absolute image of him. But I went on to Gemini. Do you remember Gemini?
They were from Liverpool as well, weren't they?
Were they Scousers?
Yeah, they were Scousers. They're actually performing. See, this is my level of Eurovision knowledge. They're performing on Friday night at Camp and Furnace, the night before Eurovision. They're coming back together.
You know what I got asked to do?
Go on.
And I'm gutted it didn't happen. I get approached by this production company and they said, the Liverpool City Council have approached us and they want to build a production show around you in St. George's Hall, singing all the hits of the Eurovision over the years with dancers and a full band. Well, oh my God, I was hyperventilating with excitement. And then for some reason it got pulled. I don't know if it was just a cruel hoax, but it didn't happen.
Oh,
you know,
no.
I had my jumpsuits ready for Brotherhood and Man.
She had her skirt to rip off.
Yeah.
Claire, I want to quickly ask you, just before you go, babes, again, I'm diverting from Eurovision.
Yes, all right, Bob, all right, you can go.
But I've got to do it. A lot of talk about Brookside at the minute. They're repeating it, aren't they? How do you feel about
it? It's making me laugh, Bobby, because they've had me out on every sofa, every interview. And I haven't got the heart to tell them I'm not on for another 15 years.
Was it really that long into the series? Oh, blimey.
I in the end, I said, you know, I'm not on. Oh, it doesn't matter. Just keep going.
Fuck it. Give it till like 2050 and I'll be on. But Claire, so regardless of that, you come later on to the show, if you was to get a call and they go, we're going to remake it, would you go back and do it? Yeah. Did you love that gig?
Yeah. Brookside was brilliant. It was groundbreaking. And I love the job or the man that takes me back to Liverpool. I'll be there in a heartbeat.
Well, it's good to me.
Yeah, love to
if you
see
know
it.
Either for me, Claire. Job or a man.
Take either.
And if you look back, it's not until you kind of look at the history of the show, the legends, as yourself, like, that have come from that show and the icon and the talent.
Mm.
You don't get that nowadays. Do you know what I mean?
And like, you know what? When people used to leave soaps, they were not allowed to cross over into other dramas.
Yeah, yeah.
People left soaps and that was their career more or less over. The only one that could really do it was Brookside at the time. So Sue Johnson left, went on, Ricky Tomlinson, Anna Friel, Amanda Burton, and they all went on to do great things. Yeah, and then kind of years later, Sarah Lancashire followed suit, Tamsin Althwaite, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Claire Sweeney, for God's sake.
Claire fucking Sweeney. Icon.
Claire schlepping me words.
Claire,
I'm sat in my pyjamas talking to you.
You love look it. A salt babe. Yeah, the you Cleve's look gorgeous. Looking good and all. The Cleve looks good. You're giving me a run for my money.
Salt, man.
<Yeah.
laughs>
Well, Claire, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Best of luck with all the Eurovision fun.
Thank you for having me on.
You're going to have.
Anytime, Claire. Yeah. I have to see you soon, and maybe another night up proud. I'll get you a cocktail.
Yeah. I love you, and I'll love you. See you in Liverpool for Eurovision.
I will be there. You'll see me. I promise.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, guys.
Love you, Claire.
Thanks,
take care,
Claire.
Darling.
Bye. Lovely, lovely lady.
Love her. And look so glamorous. I wouldn't have thought pyjamas.
No,
I just
wouldn't.
Felt very on.
Evening gown, it looked like she
stunning,
had on.
Just wearing a silk.
It's funny that she mentioned Sam Ryder because actually tomorrow evening I'm going to my first sober gig to see Sam Ryder in Hammersmith.
Oh, yo. How do you feel about it? Are you excited?
Well, not only am I going sober, I'm also going by myself.
That's good. That's exciting.
That's something. I've never done that before.
That's exciting.
But part of this...
That takes balls, David.
Well, I feel like part of this, like, thing, this whole thing I've been through, I'm trying to push myself.
Yeah.
Normally, I'd be like, who's going to come with me? None of my friends give a shit. So I'm like, well, I want to go. So I'm just going to go.
Do it.
So...
The thing is, if you can go on holiday, I mean, you've tackled them kind of things. A night out... I completely understand that.
Yeah, 100%. And
I want to hear all about it next week on next week's show.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'll make it through the whole thing because I'm a bit worried that I'll get there and I'll be... It's quite weird if you're with no one because you're just like, I don't know, I can't explain it. We'll see when I get there tomorrow. I've done so many other things in the last year by myself.
Stephen, you'll be as happy as a dog with two dicks. He'll come out and be singing and you'll space, just be a spaceman and you'll be loving it with your lemonade.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me sound so boring, doesn't it?
But babe, you've done 100 days. Don't think you look proud, babe.
Thanks,
babe. Well.
So that's something to look forward to. Have you got anything exciting coming up in the next week, Bob?
Well, I'm not going to go see Sam Ryder, unfortunately. I kind of wish I was, though. This week, I think...
Going out anywhere fun tonight?
Going to see a friend for a bit of dinner tonight.
Lovely.
Yeah, now we're filming in the studio. I'm kind of doubling up, going... But I'm going to go, whilst I'm uptown...
Leaving
the house now, leaving the postcode. So I'm going to have a little bit of dinner... And but in terms of weekend, I think pretty low key.
Fair enough. I'm going to smash hard the gym this weekend. I'm going to go Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, and probably Monday too.
Oh, we're smashing the granny out of it.
So that's a phrase I've never heard.
It's a very Essex.
Like it. Because I'm determined while I'm in this good place before I start drinking again that I'm going to try and make the most of feeling in a good place. I'm going to be doing that this weekend. Been a great show. Nice to have Jesse and Will, and you're going to pop to the pub and see him afterwards, aren't you?
I'm going to go and see him for a little Shandy Bess.
Fair enough. I'm a bit jealous. And thank you very much to now Eurovision legend Claire Sweeney.
Love her in her pyjamas, glamour puss. Looks better than me. She's in pyjamas and she looks glamorous. You know what I mean?
Babes, you got your tits out too, just like
she's
got
better tits than me, though. But she's Claire Sweeney. She's cool, she is.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. Well, jealous.
Thanks everyone for listening. Till next week, goodbye.
Bye, guys.
FUBAR Radio presents
Ian Molesworth.
Johnny Vegas is in the studio.
This morning, I lost 20 minutes thinking, what would I do if an ostrich came in the game?
And that's 20 minutes I'm never getting back.
What would you do?
My first instinct was, I'd try and bring it down with my shoulders. My upper body strength and some laces.
Right, okay.
Then I thought maybe I'd tie two trainers together and do a... You know, go for the ankle.
That was hurting, yeah.
Bring it down. That's like good. An
attack. Yeah. If I did manage to capture it, whose neighbour's garden would I let it free in? Why must I get stuck with this bloody ostrich?
Every Monday. Ian Boltzworth. From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.